Hello, Homely Painting, Home Improvement. This is Dan. I help you.
Hey, Dan. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Thursday?
Good.
Good to hear. Great name, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. Just messing around. So the reason I'm reaching out to you is we saw you requested
more. Hold on one
more...
second. Hold on.
Thank you very much.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So we saw you requested more information from your dashboard regarding Google Guarantee. Is this a good time, though, now to go over it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know how it works?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what it is, it's a new program through Google, and it's really popular. It's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads is that they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, all right? And the lead comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it really, Dan, and this is why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about pricing, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. I've had terrible experiences with lead generation companies.
I know you have. Most of my clients have. So just so you know, and it's kind of interesting, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, they're all some of Google's biggest clients. But since Google came out with this program, it is the best lead program on the market. Like everything you wish those programs were is what Google Guarantee is. I kid you not.
So my next question, and what's the difference in price versus what I'm paying now?
Yeah, so Google Guarantee is going to be a pay per lead. So let me pull up your vertical and the cost per lead. Give me 1 second here. All right. So the lead fee will not fluctuate either on you like other lead programs. It's going to be a set lead fee of $41.33 per lead. All right.
And no matter what, thank you, no matter what, the lead is going to cost that $40-some dollars if it's a qualified lead?
Correct. So to explain it a little further, like let's say they see you in the Google Guaranteed section, they pick you, they call you directly, right? And it's out of your service radius or a service you don't provide. Or they're calling to, like, sell you life insurance. All of those are deemed as unqualified leads you're automatically not charged for. And the way they do that is every company in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number that is recorded by Google bots that automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. All right.
Because okay. One of my biggest complaints with my current advertising with Local Splash is I get way more spam calls than I get any kind of lead off of, what I provide. It's more people selling me stuff for my business.
Right. Okay. So in terms of that with our base program, right, I see you have the call tracking set up. What you can do, we can block those phone numbers coming through to you. And usually that's why we set the call tracking up, is that way, like, robo-dialers aren't able to call because they're not able to press 1 or 2 to get through to you, right? But that doesn't stop, like, a regular person that's calling that actually can press 1 or 2. So in those situations, right, with our base program is what I'm talking about, you could block those numbers. Now, with Google Guarantee, if that was to happen, if it's a solicitation call, like let's say they're calling to sell you more advertising, well, that's an unqualified lead you're automatically not charged for.
Right.
So this is
something completely separate from what I have now. So, like, say I wanted to do this, you would shut down what I currently have with Local Splash and start this new thing, or...
Well, it's completely up to you. So you can keep the base program you're on now with the Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, the local search engine optimization, and that would keep your $249 monthly, and you could do Google Guarantee with it, or you could do Google Guarantee on its own. I mean, we customize it for what you want.
So So, could I set a budget?
You can. So that's the next thing I was going to get into, okay? So Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you want, but the minimum budget I'm required to tell you about is at $539. Okay. Now that lead budget, Dan, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, and I always like to use one lead just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take
the
off
only
one.
Reason, let me,
yeah,
don't want to waste your time too much.
Yeah,
I don't
no problem.
Like that minimum budget is because I'm very established.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through periods where my repeats and referrals are just ringing off the hook and I can't even get to new customers coming off advertising at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be paying extra money I really don't have to pay. So
you
for now, I'm just going to,
yeah,
I just want to stick with what I have right now, but I do want to make updates to it, so I don't know if I can do that with you or I just got to speak to somebody different.
Well, what I'll do is I'll notate the updates and I'm going to send it over to our tech team because I work in the Google Guarantee department. So I will have to get that over to them. But before we jump into that, real fast, I'm going to send you over our Google Guarantee email. That way you just have it all in writing for the future when you are ready to start it. And I'll respond to that email with your vertical, the cost per lead, and what the minimum budget is, okay? That way you have it all in writing. All right.
Yep.
Give me one quick sec. 41.33 per lead. And then budget, 539. Okay. So that's coming to you right now. And let me jump back over. Okay. So what updates did you want to make to your account? So I could send that to them.
So I went in my local Splash and I noticed the thing that I'm getting called for the most or impressions or whatever you want to call it is handyman services.
Okay.
I want that off of there completely.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm primarily a painting business and we do tile, drywall, woodwork. That's what I want majority of my calls to be. Really, it's painting, residential interior painting or commercial. And that's the bulk of the calls that I want. And I notice I'm not getting as much as I would like. I'm getting phone calls. Again, like I said, most of them, I would say most of the calls I get are spam or it's someone trying to sell me something.
Okay.
And
so,
I understand. It's on the internet. You're going to have to deal with some of that. But I really want more painting calls than anything.
Right.
The other stuff mixed in.
No, we can adjust that for you, no problem. So two things are going to happen. I'm going to have a technician call you. They will call from our 877 number, and I'm going to have them modify your keywords to take handyman completely out and focus it more on the painting primarily and other services you mentioned too, right? But they'll confirm those changes with you. And then also, I'm going to have them block those numbers for your call tracking. The guy that does that, his name's Steve Lyons. He's amazing, so I'll make sure he's on top of it. If you can have for that, are they calling you from, like, the same number generally, or is it just a bunch of different
companies?
It'll
pop up on my phone as spam, usually. It'll say potential spam.
Potential spam.
And then sometimes they disguise themselves in local area codes, and a local number will pop up.
Okay.
But most of the time, it'll say on the ID on my phone, it'll say potential spam.
Okay. So I'm going to message them about getting those numbers blocked for you as well. And they should be able to see the numbers that are coming through, too. So just look out for that call. That will be coming from our 877. Now, I know you get pretty busy, right? So did you want me to, like, schedule a specific appointment time for you? Does that work better?
Yeah, you know what? They can call me like tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just pull up the availability real fast. All right, so Friday. Okay. They only have, if I put it in right now, what they'll do is the first available agent will call you from our 877 number. The only set appointment times they have for tomorrow is going to be 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. which would be 10 a.m. your time, or 10:30?
Yeah, that's fine.
10 a.m. is fine? 10:30 is fine? Okay, so let me book that in for 10:30 right now, okay? And you'll get an email calendar invite for that, too, once I finish setting it up for you, okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Hey, thank you for being a client, sir. I'll have them make those modifications, and I got your appointment time for 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day. Pleasure speaking with you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.